Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio, the True Religion Radio program where we don't solicit your money. We don't want your money. We're not asking for donations. We're not running ads. We're not here to serve mammon. We're here to serve you, which simply means we're going to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ as it was intended to be taught, free without charge. So let's get to it. Now, we've talked about Jesus Christ, we've talked about God the Father, we've talked about the Holy Ghost. Now I want to talk about the other side. Understand that Lucifer, as he was called, was also a son of God. Remember, Paul explained that God is the father of our spirits. Lucifer is a spirit. He is basically a child of God that rebelled against his father. Now, this rebellion occurred before any of us came to earth. Now, remember that as part of our progression, we went from pure intelligences, light and truth, to spirits. We were born into a world of spirits. And the next step for us was to go through our mortal experience, which literally endless intelligences have done before us. This is eternal. There's no end and no beginning. Literally keeps going. Now, we had pretty much learned everything we could learn as spirits, and the next step was for us to come to mortality, where we could decide how much truth we were willing to accept. Now, part of that experience was there had to be some kind of opposition. There had to be something here to give us all the wrong choices. And Lucifer presented himself unwillingly as that wrong choice. Now understand this. Jesus Christ said that Satan was a liar from the beginning. There's no truth in him. Never was. He was not an intelligence. He had no intelligence. And because of that, he was incapable of accepting truth. And therefore, he and his followers, who also had no intelligence, none. Cunning is not intelligence, my friends. Lies are not intelligence. Someone that takes crooked paths doesn't have intelligence. It's corrupt, and there's no good in them. So with that said, understand that there were two plans presented before we came to this earth. One was presented by Lucifer, who was an angel in authority. And he literally had about one-third of God's spirit children, God's brothers, or should I say God's sons, that were behind him. And his plan was very, very simple. We would come down to our mortal experience where we would be compelled to be good, would be forced to be good. In other words, what he wanted to do was take away our free agency, take away our will, take away our choice. And we would have become nothing more than objects at that point to manipulate our will. But more importantly, it could never work because you can't take away our intelligence. And clearly, you can't force someone to do something that they don't want to do. After Lucifer presented his plan, and again, he was an angel in authority, and it even says that he was an angel of light. Where did that light come from? It came from the matter that he received from the Father of Spirits, our Heavenly Father. But his core was rotten. After he addressed us, then Jesus Christ stood up and said, I will submit myself as a sacrifice for sin. I will come down, I will set the example, the perfect example, and I will submit myself to the will of the Father, which means that I will literally take upon me the sins of the world, that all that repent can return to the presence of their Father. Now, we all voted. This is a critical point. Understand that if you have free will, then the only way that you can truly be governed is through choice, which means, yeah, it was a democracy. God didn't compel you to come down. You wanted to come down. Now, Satan, at that point, rebelled. And there was a war in heaven, and he was cast out. If you read Isaiah, it says, "Oh, how art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning! Thou hast thought to establish thy throne," in other words, with God's, "and instead you were cast down and you're going to hell." Now, basically, there is no redemption for Satan. There's no hope for him. Why, you might ask? Well, He was in heaven. It was perfect. There was no flaws. And he wanted to change it. He rebelled against light and truth with open eyes. There was no deception. He basically said, I don't want to do this. He basically said, and his followers said, I don't want to go down to mortality. I don't want to forget everything I know. I don't want to go through choices that where my character is going to come out. He knew that there was no way for him to pass the test. Not only was he a liar from the beginning, he was a murderer from the beginning. So he knew that no matter what he did, he would end up where he belongs. Now, if you read the scriptures, he's called the son of perdition. And what is the son of perdition? Well, a son of perdition has no hope. There's no redemption for them. Never, ever, ever. They are literally cast out forever. And that will be the fate for literally Satan and his followers, which was one-third of the hosts of heaven. Now, to put those numbers in perspective, we've seen about 120 billion individuals have come through mortality on this earth. About 120 billion. So one-third of those 120 billion would be about 40 billion. So there's at least 40 billion evil spirits that surround us that we can't see. Now, if the Holy Ghost can influence us, well, so can they. Not just our thoughts, but also our feelings. Yay, they can help us, they can flatter us, they can help us to feel good about doing wrong things, doing bad things. They can encourage us, right? Which makes it the perfect test. See what it boils down to. If you're an individual that follows the crowd, well, you're going to end up being deceived. And therefore, you're never going to become what you could have become if you had made the right choices. So this mortal experience is designed to educate us. Before we came here, we knew the circumstances that we were going to come to. We knew the challenges we were going to face. We knew the suffering that we were going to experience. But we wanted all that because we knew it was only for a moment. And after it was all said and done, we would be rewarded just for going through this experience. And that, my friends, is the bottom line. So understand that Satan and his followers are here to do one thing, and that is to deceive you into rebelling against God and against Jesus Christ, to deceive you into accepting lies and half-truths, to deceive you so you get off path, get off course. And there's only one way back, and that's through Jesus Christ. Now, the sin of Satan was pride. Pride is basically being wrong and refusing to admit it and refusing to change your behavior. That, my friends, is the definition of pride. Don't be proud. If you're doing something wrong, repent. Change your behavior. Don't be proud. Don't glory in your sin. That's the sin of Satan, and you are not him. You're a child of light, not a child of darkness. All of us are. And I'm telling you right now, the Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is the Christ. And I promise you, just for coming to this world, there's a reward because of the things that you've gone through. But for those that make better choices in spite of their circumstances, for those individuals, there's a greater reward. And we talked about this. So in the end, don't let Satan deprive you of your reward. Now, one last thing. The only way Satan can have power over you is if he knows more than you do. This is why it's so critical for you to study the scriptures. This is why prayer is so critical to verify the things you think you know. This is why you need to literally develop a personal relationship with the Savior. You need to receive forgiveness for your sins so that you can progress. Get rid of that burden on your back. And mark my word, there's great joy once the Lord forgives you of your sins. But it requires you to change. It requires you to want to change. It requires you to put forth the effort to ask the Lord to help you to change. It isn't about saying you're sorry. This is about literally becoming a new person through Jesus Christ and literally losing your desire to sin. My friends, that's the goal. And remember, if you want to change the world, start with yourself. Remember what Jesus said. Don't focus on the mote in your brother's eye. Focus on the beam in your own. Become humble. Become teachable. And then the Lord can use you to help other people. This is Paul Drockton, and this is the True Religion Radio Program. God bless, and have a great day.